message this morning. Hope you'll sit up, look up, listen up. Let's learn today. You can have the best life possible. Don't expect to have the best life if you don't put something into it. And right now is an opportunity to hear God's Word. Let it sink in. And let's see what we can do today with the Word this morning. Amen. The best life possible. Let's go with it, Raj. We're rolling. Amen. Title of my message today is going to be a 2-week series. If you want to have the best life possible, here's numero uno. Here's number one thing you do. Put God first. Say that with me. Put God. How about one more time? Put God first. We're going to talk about it today. If you want to have the best life possible, I'll put God about fourth. Then don't expect to have the best life possible. Don't put Him second. You put Him what? First. Put God first. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to lay it out from God's Word. What is that? How can I do that? Why should I do that? What's in it for me? Good. I'm glad you asked. Come on. Let's go with the message this morning. Let's look at some things. Okay, so put God first. Let's just talk a little bit about God. God. Look at this. We're just going to walk through quickly. Why should I put God first, preacher? Here it is. Because God is holy. That means He's absolutely perfect. That's a pretty good reason right there. How about that? But let's keep going. God is omnipotent. I mean, He has all power. Wow, you're convincing me. Wait a minute, I'm just getting started. God is omniscient. He is all what? He's all knowing. Put God first. Oh, I'm telling you, He can handle this. He is omnipresent. Means He is ever present, everywhere. Put Him first in your life. God is immutable, a big old word. It means He's consistent. He never changes. Wouldn't it be nice to hook your wagon to somebody like that, say, and let Him pull you through, take you through life? He is eternal. He is free from what? Time. Just talking about God here, just for a moment. He is infinite. Free from any limitations. God is self-existent. He doesn't depend on anybody. You understand that? He's free from what? Dependency. That's a pretty powerful God you have. That I have an opportunity to put Him first in my life. God is self-sufficient. He is free from what? Needs. It's funny. You think you can buy God, bribe God? Are you kidding me? He's the one that's going to give to you. Are you kidding me? Say. He wants to give you the best life possible. It's all found in Him. So, that's some pretty good stuff, isn't it? Say. You hearing me today? Say. I mean, we couldn't say any of that about any of you. Yeah, but if I just had her. She can't do that, baby. If I could just find Him. How about this? How about we do this and we might see somebody else might come along in your life one day. You'll be a whole lot better off, a better package for them later if you've got Him first in your life. You're listening to me today? Amen. Come on. Put God first. I'm still building the case for a few moments. God has never what? Never been wrong. You ever put your trust in somebody and you found out they were wrong? Say, He's never been wrong. God created everything that is, even who? You. Wow. Put Him first? He's sounding pretty desirable, you know? God gave His one and only Son so that you could be what? So that you could have everlasting life. You could be forgiven. Did she do that for you? Did He do that for you? Say, God did. Are you hearing me today? Put Him first. If you want to have the best what? Possible. Put Him first in your life. God wrote all this down in a book. Wow. So you could see it and read it for yourself even. He stands by it. You can count on Him. Amen? So you're with me so far. We're talking about the best life possible. But today's message, put God first. Sort of built the case just a little bit on who it is you're putting your trust in. God. Now let's go to the Scriptures. Proverbs chapter 1, one of my favorite verses. Would you say it with me? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's say that one more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools what? Despise wisdom and instruction. So, building the case. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. I want to have the best life possible. So it tells me the fear of the Lord is going to be the beginning for me of knowledge and of wisdom. So what does it mean to put God first then? That's what we're talking about today. Pastor, how can I put God first? If He has everything, if He is everything, what can I give Him? What can I do? What should I do? Well, here's what you can do. Say those words with me. Fear the... Now, we need to say that loud. Fear the Lord. What does it mean to put God first? Say it again. Fear the... And real loud. One more time. Fear the Lord. That's what it is to put the Lord first. You fear the Lord. You fear the Lord. Keep looking. And that word means reverence. You put God first by reverencing the Lord. You respect the Lord. Do y'all hear me? Yes or no? You start fearing God. You respect the Lord. I guarantee it. And as we're going to talk today, you'll see other things we're going to talk about. But your whole life can have a radical change. You understand? Some of you probably listen to me right now. Or you're going to hear me on radio later. Listen, what's going to happen when you start fearing the Lord? The change, you don't even realize some of the things you're doing, some of your thinking right now. Without God being first in your life, you're living life helter-skelter. Are you hearing me? But putting Him first, it's going to change you incredibly. Let's look at it and just see how we're going to do that and what we're talking about. So, to fear the Lord is to reverence the Lord, is to respect the Lord. To fear the Lord, say that with me, is to give God what? First place. Keep looking. To give God what? Priority. We're starting a new year, 2014. That's why I'm thinking this way. I want to start my new year the best way. What can I do? Well, you put God first. That's what we're talking about this morning. Give God His what? Does He deserve second? No. Does He deserve your honor, your allegiance, your respect, your reverence, your service? Does He deserve my all? Absolutely He does. Give Him first place in your life. Not telling you to be a preacher. That's not what I'm talking about today. In your life. My life's my life. Your life is your life. He can be first in your life. He can be first in my life. You understand? Give Him His rightful place. So now, why should I do this, Pastor? Why should I do this? Why should I put God first? Okay? I thought you might ask me that. Well, it's the beginning of knowledge. That's the starting place. If you want to be different, think different, live different, this is where it starts. You fear the Lord. It's the beginning of knowledge. It's the foundation of what? True understanding. Foundation of true understanding. I'm just rolling. It's the path to what? Wouldn't you want to be smarter? Wouldn't you want to have your feet on something that's firm and not always shaky in your life and wondering and doubting? Wouldn't you want to know right answers and good answers and be able to make good decisions? Wouldn't you want that in your life? If that life is possible for you, then why in the world wouldn't you want it? Say. Putting God first does all this. So how do I do it? I'm telling you, this is sort of like crazy. I mean, you know, I'm going to walk it through with you today. We're going to learn how to do it. Ready? We're going to learn how to put God first. End of 2013, 2014 is coming up. I want to put God first, but how do I do it, Pastor? Well, let's pop it up. Okay? Here we go. Number one, it's going to be ugly. Get ready, get ugly. It's going to take work. Okay? Oh, man, are you kidding? I thought I'd go to prayer meeting, just wave a hanky in the air, and I'd get it one evening. I can send a preacher $50 on TV. Woo, wouldn't that be nice? Say, get my, yeah. Guys, that's baloney. Are you hearing me? Say, quote me. If you want to put God first, reverence God, let God have the priority in your life, it's going to take effort. Proverbs 2:1-5. My son, if you'll receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Number one, on effort, listen to and treasure God's word. You see now why people don't put God first? Say, I mean, Pastor, right out of the gate, you're telling me I've got to read the Bible? Now, that ain't what I said. I said, yeah, you got to read it, but I didn't say that. You got to listen to it and you got to treasure it. There's a difference. You understand? You got to listen to God's Word and treasure God's Word. If you want to put Him first. That book that doesn't mean anything, church, I don't feel like. We're talking about putting God first. We're talking about the best life, what? Possible. Do you want that? I do. And quite honestly, I have it. I'm living the best life possible. Can I do better? Absolutely. Anytime I'm not living that best life possible, it's not because I don't know how. It's because of my old sinful nature, my stubbornness. Amen? But what I'm telling you today is not something that I don't want to do for my life and that I have done for my life. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? What does that got to do with anything? Anything can happen to you and you can still have God in first place. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Instead of blaming God, getting mad at God when bad things happen, when people hurt you in your life, you've got Him right there in first place. And if everybody walks away from you, He didn't. Hello. Hi. Yeah, I'm right here in first place where you always had me. It's amazing what you can do. You with me? Another verse. So read and treasure and listen to God's words. So that thou incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Tune in and concentrate on what? Wow. Me putting God first has a lot to do with me in that book. The Bible. Yeah. It does. Y'all hearing me? You might say, Pastor, why do you preach the Word over at Fellowship? Why don't you preach something else and make us all just get real happy? Because the book's what you need. The book's what I need. I preach what I preach because I need what I preach. Amen? Say. Here we go. It's going to take effort. Yea, if you cry after knowledge, if you lift up your voice for understanding, pray for what? An understanding. We're talking about it's going to take some work. I'm going to pray for insight. I'm going to pray for understanding. I want Him first in my life. If you seek for her as silver, you search for her as hid treasures. Seek and search for what? Hidden treasures. And I tell you what, guys, the best time to do that is a lot of times when you're hurting, when He has your attention. Instead of getting mad, man, when He's first place, you talk about some serious hidden treasures and things when there's pain in your life and some dark places. It's a great opportunity to hear the voice of God. Take some effort. Verse 5, then shalt thou understand the what? Isn't that where we were headed? Say, then you shall understand the what? You'll understand how to respect God. You'll understand how to fear the Lord. You'll understand how to put Him in first place. You'll understand how to give Him priority. But if you try to bypass and not do the work, you're not going to get it. Then you'll understand the fear of the Lord and you'll find the what? The knowledge of God. You're going to understand what the fear of the Lord is and to reverence Him. I could talk about this all day. It's amazing when, certainly I'm far from perfect. But I can tell you right now, I fear the Lord. I respect the Lord. And it's amazing when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you walk in the respect of the Lord. It's amazing how you can navigate through life, how you can reach out and help other people. How your whole perspective even changes at the stars at night or just the smallest little insignificant thing, you find yourself giving praise to the Lord. Are y'all hearing me, yes or no? Respecting the Lord. Fearing the Lord. It's a beautiful thing. So, what did we find out so far? Four things. It's going to take some effort. Here's the effort you got to put in. Listen. Concentrate. Pray. And what? Say those four things with me. Come pop them up again, Rod, so we can holler them out with you. Can we do that? Here we go. Here we go. Say it with me. Listen. Let's do it one more time, Rod. He loves it when I make him do this kind of stuff. Here we go. One more time. If you want to put God first.
if you want to fear the Lord. If you want the respecting God and fearing God to be more than something just, oh yeah, I fear God. If you want it to become a reality for you and have the best life possible, it's going to take some effort. But you can do it. Putting God first takes effort. That's the first thing. Here we go. So how do I put God first? Here we go. That was just number one. Uh-oh. Look at that. It's going to take some what? Now help me, church. Come on. It's going to take some humility. Proverbs 3:7. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Here's our word. Say it with me. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Be humble enough to fear the Lord. And you depart from what? Evil. That's okay. I can do that. Everybody does it. You're just being full of yourself. Respect Him enough to do the right thing. Say that with me. Respect Him enough to do the right thing. One more time. Respect Him enough to do the right thing. Well, I love God. No, but you're doing the wrong thing. Yeah, but we all do the wrong thing. Friend, you know it's wrong and you're not respecting Him. It's what you're doing. You're making excuses. You hear me? Yes or no? You'd be surprised when you fear the Lord and put Him first how the wrong thing you're doing could be something you aren't doing. Capisce? Because you fear the Lord. You need that. Man, I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. We're screwed up, man. But we've been given God the Holy Spirit inside of us to help us to fight the good fight, man. But it's going to take your effort. It's going to take that humility knowing that, man, in me dwells no good thing. And so to fight that fight, to humble yourself. It's amazing the things. Let's go. We ain't bragging. We're giving God glory. How many in this room, you've had some stuff and some demons and mess and crap you fought? Let me tell you. But God has given you the victory and you have overcome that mess. Can I see your hands? Let's give a witness to somebody today. Praise the Lord. Can we make some noise in the house? Look at that. Putting God first is not just so we can go around, look at me, I'm spiritual. I'm putting God first. And I'm sweet. Grief. Putting God first is so you can overcome mess in your life. Amen. Come on. So it takes humility. Don't be wise in your own eyes, but depart from me. Plain English. What does that mean? Don't be impressed with you. Say that with me. Don't be impressed with who? You. Who? You're all saying me. How about you? The longer I live, the less impressed I think people are of me. So anyway, as I get older and wiser. Anyway, don't be impressed with you. Fearing the Lord is not being impressed with you. Look at me. God's like I am. You're not done much. You know what I'm saying? Really? Humility. Don't be impressed with you. Instead, what? Yeah. Give Him priority. Put Him first. So, how do I put God first? Now, it's going to take effort. Now, that was the big granddad of them all right there, wasn't it? Say, it's going to take work. Okay? It's going to take work. Number two, it's going to take humility. Don't be impressed with who? You. No. Fear Him. Reverence Him. Respect Him. Okay? Number three, I thought I'd help us. It takes eight. How many feel like without even seeing the points, you feel like you can probably do this one? Yeah. I might get one of them. Although I sure hate a lot. Amen. Here we go. No, well, it's going to take some effort. It's going to take some humility, but it's going to take some hate. If you want to put God first, it's going to take some hate. H-A-T-E, I said it. It's going to take some hate. Why do I say that? Because the Bible says that. There's our word again. We've been talking about putting God first in plain English from the Scriptures. That means to fear the Lord. To put God first is to fear the Lord. So, the fear of the Lord is to what? Say that with me. The fear of the Lord is to... The fear of the Lord is to... The fear of the Lord is to... But we can't do like church does us now. For we hate Sister So-and-so. Amen. Say... Oh, no. Oh, no. See, that's where you go back to humility and you're not impressed with you too much. That'll help you not have that problem with Sister So-and-so. If we're going to put God first, I've got to hate some things. But the fear of the Lord is going to help me do that. Don't get the cart before the horse. Okay? Fearing the Lord is going to allow you to hate some stuff. Let's do another little test right quick. There was mess in your life, junk in your life, things in your life. Let's just have a prayer, just a testimony to the Lord with a uplifted hand. And there were some things that God delivered you from, and now you look at that and you look on what it was with hate. Can I see it? I can't believe I did that. Hate that I did that. Can you feel that way? I hate that I did that. I hate I was like that. I am not like that anymore, and I hate that I was like that. You hearing me or not? Well, it's the fear of the Lord that's going to help you have the best life possible. You can't see it now. Without fearing the Lord, somebody else comes along and tries to help you. You hate them for trying to help you. You hear me? Yes or no? You just preaching to me. Get away with your preaching, mama. Right? Why come on? You're always trying to get my life and get my stuff. Leave me alone. I like what I'm doing. But mom's trying to help, maybe. Dad's trying, but you can't hear. Is that true, yes or no? Sure it is. Well, that's the beautiful thing of the fear of the Lord. It gives knowledge and it gives understanding, but the fear of the Lord gives you something else. It gives you hate. And hate, I know we're not supposed to hate people and stuff like that, but hating some things ain't that bad. This is what the Bible says. So the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth, do I what? Let's talk about it. Here we go. So it takes some hate. I'm to hate what? Evil. It's not that I'm to hate evil. It's that when I fear the Lord, I hate evil. See the difference, yes or no? All you Christian people just hate on everybody. Well, that can be said of a lot of Christian people. It shouldn't be said of Fellowship Church. We love Jesus, we love people. And by the way, friend, quite frankly, a lot of this stuff is just for you personally. I'm to hate, if I'm putting God first in my life, I'm to hate the evil in my life. Instead of me focusing on other folks, I need to see me. Yes or no? Okay, so hate evil. Hate pride. And the fear of the Lord, as I reverence Him more, I humble myself more. As He increases, I'm decreasing. See how that works? As I love Him, I'm hating evil in my life. You understand? This is the fear of the Lord. This is how I can have the best life possible. I can't bypass the effort and the work to fear the Lord if I want to have the best life. It's just not possible. So I've got to hate arrogance, hate evil, hate pride. It's interesting. It seems like pride and arrogance, he starts out with evil, but then it's pride, and then it's arrogance. Those things almost go together, don't they? It's like, you know what God says? God says, I will not give you the best life possible. You will not have the best life possible if I do not have first place in your life. Because you're arrogant, you're proud, you're not humble, you're full of yourself. And unless I be lifted up... This is all just a game. Amen. That's what I'm feeling. Hate corruption. And there's a lot of corruption, man, all around us in our world. But wait a minute, bring it to the house. Bring it home. Do you hate it in you? I hate this. Can't believe the president. I can't believe the Congress. And I can't believe it. Whoa, 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 whoa. How about you? You understand? Come on. How about me? Takes hate, putting God... Oh, my. See, I don't like this message. Hate stubbornness, that's me. Hate stubbornness? Bullheaded? Thick-headed? This is the way, walk ye in it, why? You know? Stubbornness. So it takes what? If I'm going to put God first, it's going to take some what? It's going to take effort. It's going to take humility. It's going to take some what? But keep in mind the fear of the Lord. When you reverence God and you respect the Lord, that's going to help you hate those things in your life. Amen? So don't be surprised if you keep struggling and struggling and struggling and struggling, and I can't ever get over this, and I just can't get over it, and it's bad. It's killing you. It's destroying your life. Well, the root of the whole problem is you don't fear the Lord. You don't respect the Lord. You don't care enough about the Lord. Even though He's holy, He's immutable, He's omnipresent, He's omniscient, He's, you know, all those things. He's eternal, He's self-existent, He's all those things. But you don't respect Him enough to read His Word. And so here's what He says to you. Good luck. I gave my Son for you. And you're a believer. And I gave my Spirit to you. And there's that book. See it? It's right over there. And when you do read it, you don't try to understand it. Hard message, isn't it? Well, why would I not be hard if it's going to be the best life possible? Amen? It's easier to preach an easy message, but I really want you to have the best life. Are you hearing me today? I don't think it's an ugly message. Yeah, we're to praise the Lord for His Word today. That's a good thing. Come on. Yeah. That's the Word of God. You know, I don't understand the Bible. What don't you understand today, I just said? What don't you understand I said today? I think a fifth grader understands what I said today. Put God first. Fear the Lord means to put God first. Fear the Lord means to give Him priority in life. Fear the Lord means to reverence Him. Fear the Lord means to respect God. Amen. Say, it's going to take work, son, but you can do it. You got to be humble. Don't think too much of you, boy. Is this hard or what? It's not hard to understand. You got to hate some things. Well, how can I hate it? I'm struggling. Well, fear the Lord. You're going to get the strength and the power to hate that stuff because right now you're trying to do it on your own. You can't. You got to put Him first. Amen. Say, not that complicated, guys. Come on. So what will putting God first do for me? So I've heard your talk, preacher. Driving me up a wall. Well, there is some good news. Oh, yeah. There's some good news when you put God first. And this is all from the Bible, from the Book of Wisdom. If you want to have the best life possible. So what's this going to do for me, Pastor? Well, this is right from the Word. Number one, when you put God first, when you do what we've talked about today, I will have understanding. I'm going to have understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. So I'm going to have understanding. That's number one. I'm going to have good judgment. You're kidding me. I'm going to be able to make right decisions. Man, I've been screwed up my life all my life. I've been making bad decisions. Yeah. How about this? Good judgment, making right decisions. Wow, wouldn't that be a change, say? Wouldn't that be good? Number two, I will have, look at this one. I will have a what? A longer life. You're telling me if I put God first? If you put God first and do what we've talked about, the chances of you having a longer life are much increased than you living like a stupid fool. Say, come on. The fear of the Lord prolongs your what? But the days or the years of the wicked shall be what? Short. That's the fear of the Lord, by the way. There's our word right there. So I'm going to live longer. Well, nobody ever told me if I put God first, I'm going to live longer. Now I'm liking it. Yeah. Come on. Number three. I will be sharp and escape the traps of the devil. That's a pretty good one. Sharp. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Say that with me. I'm going to what? I'm going to escape. There is a way out of here. And when you fear the Lord, don't be surprised if He don't show you the way out. You hear me now? This fear in the Lord stuff is the beginning of knowledge. This is incredible, God says. There ought to be a line out the door for this. I'm not done. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the Bible on this, just in the book of Proverbs so far. I will have a blessed life. Be satisfied, and I'll be safe. Wow. The fear of the Lord tends to life. He that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. If I fear the Lord, yeah, these are promises from the Word of God. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be satisfied. I'm going to be what? Boy, that word safe's a great word. Safe. That's really what I want people to feel like when they come in here to Fellowship Church. I try to preach and I try to have church like my mama, who was abused, who was ultimately murdered by my stepdad. She loved going to church because she felt safe. She felt loved. Amen, say. That's why we make such a big deal on loving people here. People are to feel like they're at home here and not a bad home. But this is a good home. Y'all hearing me, yes or no? Safe. You might say, Pastor, why is that a priority to you? Because I fear the Lord. Because I respect the Lord. That's how church, we ought to have church, where you can feel safe here. You understand? Safe in the way you are, the way you dress, the way you talk. You might talk funny like me. You should still get to feel safe too. Amen? You hear me? Or if you've been hurt or abused or you're divorced, you ought to be able to feel safe and like you matter just as much as anybody else. You hear me? Why, Pastor? Because I fear the Lord. You think that's how God feels about you? Say, sure He does. Shouldn't church, if we represent Him, shouldn't you feel that way from us? Yes or no? Sure. See the reasoning? I think it's pretty good. Keep looking. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Put God first. And we're done with the message? You're kidding me. That's too quick. I was having fun. Wow. Wow. That can't be true. We've got... Let's stand on up. Come on, let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning and let you get out early today. Come on, praise the Lord. Look at us. I was just getting ready to go.